This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. About 160 people are still unaccounted for after an Oceanside condominium building collapsed into a smoldering pile of rubble. Search and rescue teams continue to work after encountering rainstorms and fires in the rubble. We get more from AP's Terry Spencer.
One of the concerns they have right now is that they're worried about either moving the debris in such a way that it crushes somebody in a hole, shape inside a hole inside the debris, so they're having to be very careful. They're digging also up from below the pile into it through an underground garage, saws and jackhammers.
They don't know exactly how many people were in the building, and so they've been getting more contact from relatives concerned about missing people, and they've compiled a list.
That's AP's Terry Spencer. A sentencing hearing is underway for former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who faces several years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose death set off international protests calling for racial justice. Prosecutors have asked Judge Peter Cahill to sentence Chauvin to 30 years. His defense attorney is seeking probation. A jury convicted Chauvin of second-degree murder, unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9.5 minutes as the 46-year-old black man gasped that he could not breathe. Bystander video of Floyd's death led to protests worldwide and scattered violence in Minneapolis and several other cities. On Wall Street, with just about an hour left in the trading day, all three major indices are trading in positive territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant, particularly among unvaccinated populations.
More cases means more hospitalizations, further stretching health workers and health systems, which increases the risk of death.
The WHO has previously said that two doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. U.S. health officials have granted emergency use for another antibody drug to help hospitalized patients with the most dangerous cases of COVID-19. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The FDA has authorized the drug Actemra from Roche for hospitalized patients who are already receiving steroid drugs, oxygen, and other measures to fight COVID-19. It's actually been approved for arthritis and several other diseases, but it will help inflammation, which is the driver of COVID-19. Studies have shown by adding this other treatment, there's a reduced risk of death and hospitalization time was cut. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Justice Department is suing Georgia over the state's new election law, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Georgia's among more than a dozen states that have passed restrictive voting laws. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Georgia law seems aimed at denying black voters equal access through more stringent requirements on absentee ballots and fewer drop boxes in the Atlanta area, among other things.
Where we believe the civil rights of Americans have been violated, we will not hesitate to act.
Georgia Republicans aren't pushing back. Governor Brian Kemp accuses the Biden administration of lying about the law and now weaponizing the Justice Department. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of mourners in the West Bank city of Hebron on Friday attended the funeral of Nizar Banat, an outspoken critic of the Palestinian Authority who died in the custody of Palestinian security forces. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.